This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Luray, Kansas with Jennifer Prince, the manager at Midway Co-op. And Jennifer, is the wheat harvest pretty well winding up here?
We are almost finished. We just have a couple of days left, maybe a few farmers.
And did you get some rain, though?
We've been slowed by a couple of rains, but overall, for the most part, they got started and they cut clear through. So
hopefully you can wind up in the next few days.
Yes, that is the plan.
Has wheat looked pretty good around here?
It was better than expected. Everyone was surprised when they got in the fields. We had a lot better yields than we were counting on.
And what range did you see?
Anywhere from 25 to 65, probably average in the 40s.
So some fields not so good. Was that some disease or weather problems?
There was quite a bit of mosaic around, and also the drought. We still struggled. We didn't get a lot of rain this spring. So.
Well, hopefully we're on the right track now.
I hope so. We're going to need some.
What about test weights? Have they been variable?
Test weights were wonderful for the most part this year. Couldn't really complain about the quality of wheat coming in.
What about protein levels?
Protein was good for the most part, above average. So we pretty fortunate that way.
Well, you mentioned to me you've seen quite a few wheat harvests. How does this one compare?
This one probably about average, maybe a little under than what we're used to seeing, but much better than last year.
Well, last year was kind of a disaster in most areas around here, I think.
Yes, we didn't have a very good one last year, so we were really hoping for a good harvest, and we were surprised.
Well, with the wheat out of the fields, I guess we're looking for rain, and are the fall crops looking okay so far?
So far, so they're okay, but we definitely need rain. We're struggling here with having enough of that, and there's a lot of insects, chinch bugs, grasshoppers that we're fighting, and everything else.
So it keeps the spray crew busy.
Yes, that has been a battle so far.
And as far as the wheat around here, did they bale any of that, or what are they doing with it?
Most of it was taken to harvest. There was a few fields that were destroyed early that got baled up, but for the most part, everything went to harvest.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. I've been visiting with Jennifer Prince at Midway Co-op in Luray. This is Jim Wenger.